Welcome to Tea Party Media. I am Martin Lindeskog. And this is a short and sweet episode about how you could book me and schedule a meeting with an interesting tool. And it's called You Can Book Me. YouCanBook.me. So it's easy to remember. And my link is TeaPartyMedia, in one word, TeaPartyMedia.YouCanBook.me. And I got this after having a meeting with a member of Circle Network. And now again, I will remember his name. And it's, see here, Dave James. And you could find that in the previous episode, a link to his page on Circle Network, if you go to a previous episode of his podcast. So that's thanks again to Dave James about this tool. So I've used a tool called MeetFox, and I paid for that. I don't remember right now, but I think it was about almost like $20 or more per month. And there you could have payment also for consulting. You could book for a certain time, and then you could set the price. You could have different packages and booking time. So I liked that calendar, and I had that in my email signature. And then it got bought up, and then eventually it was sunsetted. So then again, it's a bit my personality. I want to have support the underdog or a smaller business, an alternative to the big players, but I have nothing against the big players. So I, of course, you often think of scheduling meeting or booking meetings like Calendly or Google Calendar, or what's the Apple is called, iCal or something like that. And that's, and Microsoft has their own also. So that's totally okay. But I wanted to test a new one. And I like the domain name, youcanbook.me, because that's the thing. You could book me for a conversation, for a discussion about what I could do as I'm listening to you as a new media advisor. So I have written down here on an index card thing that I have on my page there, calendar page or booking page, where you see the time. And it's time to have a tea party gathering with a new media advisor, question mark. So if you have, is it time for you to have a meeting, booking a meeting with a new media advisor and having a cuppa, drinking tea at the same time? And it's then now standard, so it's 9 to 5, you could joke, in Central European time, and it's 30 minutes. And I have a free plan now, and I will then explore the different features, and if I will then upgrade. Thing is, with this, my MeetFox, I like it, but I couldn't really save a return on investment, but I really liked it. And it's cheaper here, this book, you can book .me, I think it's around $7, and then you have something called over $10 or $15. But I will start with this free package first and look around and see how I could set up things, and then I will see features that I want to pay for. And as I said, again, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. I really appreciate great tools that could lead to meetings and then eventually to business or exchange in one way or another. And that's with this Circle Network. Coming back to that circle, back to the Circle Network, is that friendship is boosting business. So book a meeting with me to maybe we become friends in different ways. Maybe we can business partners or clients or different, things in a network or in a cluster. So book a time with me. And I've been thinking of that. I want to have free space and my time, my own time, but I also need and want, and it's crucial for me to have meetings one-to-one, both face-to-face physical meetings and then also online meetings. And I could say that as a thing, listen to the latest episode of my podcast, Pluck the Day, because there I'm discussing and talking about my life sign and my health situation. And so my movability have a bit of challenge right now. So online conversations and phone calls is a good thing to do it, and video conferences. And also I'm thinking of maybe using, as I'm recording now here on Ali too, having a link maybe to Ali too in the future. Then you could record it if you want, but you could be in the green room also. So what do you think about that possibility? Because here on Ali too, I have one and the same link. So I will think about that, how I could add that to the calendar and booking and scheduling site and service there on youcanbook.me. And later on, maybe I will have in my own domain. Again, I'm thinking of looking at my different cost, but I have, and that's something we'll come back to it. So this is also to do on a regular basis now, once a week at least, like a checkup or checking in, doing some summary of a week. And then also I will have guests on my podcast from Circle Network. And in the near future, I will do my so-called spotlight or 7-minute presentation. And then I will talk about podcasting 2.0. And that's all about what I'm doing right now and hosting on truefans.fm. So it's also to test this new hosting feature by truefans.fm. So again, I will include the link to the booking link, and you could book a meeting with me. And I will say that it's 9 to 5 or 9 to 4:30, and because it's 30 minutes booking call. So it's ending, my work hours is 9 to 5, as that movie, as you remember the joke. But I'm more flexible than that. But I also will think about my me time and getting booking time with new people and old referral partners and so on. But I need more of that. But also having time for other things also. So that's why I put the standard default settings 9 a.m. to 4:30, ending at 5 p.m. Central European time. For my American friends and contacts and clients out there, we have to find a solution with the time difference. Now on the East Coast, it's like 5 hours difference, 8 hours difference in California. So, and then end of this month, it will be 6 hours difference again and 9 hours in California. So then 9 a.m. Central European time will be midnight for you in California. And 3 a.m. in the morning, but maybe a bit early. And then until 4:30 or 4, that's like 10 a.m. So that could be a bit early for some people, and especially in California when it's 9, 8, 7. So we'll look into that. That could be a communication through emails or some other places that you could reach out to me. But I wanted to test out the standard default settings first. And with this other payment plans, then of course you could do more features. But I wanted to have this regular scheduling booking. So, and with that I say cheerio and talk to you soon again. Bye for now.